This is Tom.
This is Tessa.
Alyssa.
Brett.
Jake.
Our poem is Invictus.
Alright, what are the major themes of this poem?
I think suffering is a major one.
It focuses a lot throughout the book about like perseverance and like to keep going, stay proud, like not to really give up.
Because it also talks about how he's in a lot of pain and suffering and how he's trying to overcome that.
Yeah, that's his whole life, is overwhelmed by misery.
Yeah, the poem is very descriptive in that, and it says like the blackest pit, and black symbolizes death, and I think he's just going through a really hard time, but he's still keeping this like positive attitude.
All right, that's cool. Let's go through the literary devices now. So there's a metaphor in the title, Invictus, that represents pain. So it's a metaphor right here. And there's just a second one in the first line, out of the night that covers me, that represents dark times and hardships of
the darkness is covering him, so the sadness is consuming him.
There's also some imagery in it.
Is in the third stanza of the horror of the shade.
Okay, well, this
refers to unseen
people. No, this is fine.
Yeah, what's wrong with this?
You're not supposed to just read off it.
I'm going to read those three and then we're going to elaborate on them.
Okay.
Now you mean
dog.
Okay.
Cynthia just.
Okay, so.
Wait,
we
need to keep going.
Yeah, don't, just keep going.
First metaphor of the title. Why would he name it Invictus? Why doesn't he just name it something that everybody knows, like, my life sucks?
Because that's how poems are. The poems are just like, they always have the hitting meanings, so. Yeah, gotta use a word.
I never read poems in my free time.
Neither do I. It's fun.
I feel like it captivates a larger audience too, like a more sophisticated audience.
I mean, it's a name that's like, oh, I wonder what that like.
That was Tommy Fallon.
I think that represents.
That represents Tommy breaking his back.
And I just raised my arm up over my head and then it went down.
It was to represent this poem.
Okay, about his pain and his suffering and his fall.
Gosh, guys, I'm actually really good. It's aching now. Okay, but so.
Back to the fall.
Second, the main person in the poem.
Guys, I was on four legs. Did you see that? I was on four legs and it slipped. Okay, so the second metaphor. I don't see how it's that funny, but the second metaphor is out of the night that covers me. So I get that because you know you go outside in the night, it's dark, you're being covered by the darkness, so there's a street light, of course. But, you know, what's misery and pain associated with? Darkness.
Also fear.
Also fear. People are afraid to walk around at night, you know? Some crazies out there, you know? Someone says they'll do something. People don't joke around nowadays.
Dude,
they
may do it. I remember that, walking around the dark. Okay, I got this French bulldog. Scared the crap out of me, man. Comes up and you're like...
Can we say that on our podcast?
Yes, you can. It's a podcast, so you can just talk about it.
Yeah, but can you say CRAP?
Yes, you can. Now we can.
All right.
Maybe he feels like he's getting covered by all of his, like...
That's a good point. Because before I drove and I'd walk around at night, I'd always be a little bit on higher alert, you know?
Where are you guys at?
You never know if someone's going to be there. People don't jump around. Let me tell you that. People say they'll do something. They may do it. They may be that crazy. Okay, so the third metaphor is looms, but the horror of the shade. Which it says here on this website, the shade refers to unseen future upcoming challenges. Don't really understand how that works.
So like...
There's a lot of imagery.
Can't you see that coming? How's it
like
unseen?
You're not like over there, but you can like see it. So it's kind of like, we have like graduation coming up, so we can see it over there, but we're not there yet.
It's like foreshadowing.
But it's like scary.
You know it's coming. Know?
Scary? You're scared to graduate?
No, but like, you know, like change.
I'm scared to lose my friends all during graduation.
Oh yeah, that sucks for them. I'll only see them on Snapchat for the rest of my life.
They'll
see me too.
Okay.
Alright, personification. The poet personified night.
Why?
You
You know?
Why?
What's so funny? I'm trying to get this done.
Why do you think he...
Yeah, why do you think he...
personified the night?
Because pain and misery and unseen is... can't see where you're going at night unless there's lights. And he's talking about the unseen when you're at night. You know?
Yeah.
Agreed.
I'm the only one giving out ideas here, and you guys are looking at me like an idiot. At least I'm talking.
No, you're doing good, Tommy.
We love you, Tommy.
You're taking my advice when I said they can pose questions, people answer it. So they know that you're reading off the thing, but it sounds like a conversation in your podcast.
Oh, I've been reading off it, and then, like, I know. Let's elaborate back onto
it. When they're saying why, they're saying it to do the conversation part of the podcast.
Oh.
So it's not just static and you just talk.
But why do you think he uses a knife?
You just talked about that, just, back, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, but I was the only one who commented on it.
You did, not everyone. You have to go through so many different parts.
I feel like I'm the only one commenting in this whole thing right now. All right, but let's move on to imagery.
So a lot of it, like, you have, like, the black pits and, like, the places beyond and all that stuff. And a lot of the imagery in this focuses on, like, the pain, like, pain and courage. It focuses on kind of, it has, like, the same theme.
Why do you think he focuses?
Probably to, like, his, like, struggles.
It's to convey the meaning, because it's, the most of it's talking about how, like, this guy's persevering, how he's, like, he's not giving up, he's unrelenting.
Like, think about it. Like, if you come to, like, some, like, dark pit in the ground and you're just like, you're an explorer, say that, what, you're gonna overcome your fears and all that and go explore through that dark pit and get all the courage and strength
with a flashlight
and get a flashlight.
But what do you think, Alyssa?
I think he used, like, the black and the pit and bloody and all these symbolisms as, like, when I see those things, I think of hell and then I think of anguish. And it just really adds to the imagery of what he's going through and what he's feeling. But at the end of the poem, when he has, like, the gates, you think of that, like, heavenly symbolism and how he, like, conquered that.
Okay, well, let's move on to
Assonance.
Okay, what is the assonance?
The repetition of vowels.
Right.
Yep. This is a great... I feel so bad for whoever has to listen to this.
Why? They're doing it out of their free time, bro. I'm just kidding. We're doing this for a great...
So, assonance is like the repeating of the first few words, and it's usually used to highlight something or to get their point across.
Okay, so
throughout the poem, it goes back, like, a lot of the time it goes back to, like, the bludgeoning, and it's saying a lot of it, kind of, like, focuses on him saying he's the master, like, he's in control of himself. Like, there's a part about his soul being unconquerable and stuff along that line.
So I'm going to interrupt you guys, because assonance is the repetition of the vowel sound. Anaphora is the repetition of the same word or whatnot.
So, Brett, where do you see the repetition of a vowel sound in any last?
Yeah, I got to go back up. Hold up.
Got
to go look through this.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
I am on the spot now, and I got to find something out of this poem.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
It got, like... black thing, you know, you got the A's in there. That's about it. That's all I got.
I agree with you.
That's all I got. That's all I can find. I am the master. I am the captain. Get that.
Yeah.
So if you get, like, similes, he's similar to pretty much stuff. It's like he's throughout it, he composed, like, the dark. He's, like, comparing the dark pit, which is kind of, like, symbolic, like hell, like we said earlier, but he's comparing that to, like, how his life is. Like, he's saying his life is pretty much a hell. Like, he's struggling and, like, he's going through hardships, but he's still unrelenting. He's not giving up.
Like, he's using night as misery and pain. Would that be a simile?
Yeah. Like, he's pretty much, he's using that to refer to, he's referring to his struggles to, like, kind of, like, being in that.
from, like, how he says, like, black as the pit from pole to pole. I don't understand, like, the pole to pole.
That's, like, the simile in there, like, in the poem, though, because that's kind of his life, from his, like, the beginning of his life to, like, the end. Pole to pole, it's full of just this sorrow and the misery of his life. And he's persevering through all of it. Staying strong.
I think that pretty much sums up this poem.
Okay, bye.
Great poem.
Okay. Hi, Miss McGinnis. And
howdy, Miss McGinnis. All right, guys. Let's go over the stanzas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is
four.
Nice. So pretty short.
Four can symbolize.
Right. Maybe four symbolizes if he's writing about four hardships that happen to him. Different one in every stanza.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
Did you never know? Is this dude dead? Who wrote this? Okay, that's a legitimate question.
The number four is connected with, like, mind, body, and spirit.
Which so can kind of be like, how.
Yeah, he talks about his soul.
And it's all connected to make him power through all of his hardships.
Jesus, why do you think they did four?
Well, because of the mind, body, and spirit, that's probably the closest thing. Because throughout the poem, he's talking about how he's the, like, master of his mind. His soul's unconquerable.
A lot of,
like, he's talking about how he's master of his faith, captain of his soul.
Exactly. Isn't that... You know what? You just brought my heart. Thank you for that. For enlightening me with that.
Yeah, no problem.
Alright. Let's move on to...
There's four lines in every stanza, too. There you go.
Four.
He's really going with the...
But the fours.
He's really trying to reiterate.
Guys, maybe he did this all by accident.
No.
Just kidding.
I mean...
Just a random coincidence.
He could have.
He used four lines in the four.
Do you guys think that there's a rhyme scheme in here?
Remember how we went over earlier?
Yeah, no, there is. Because when you read it, there's like a natural like flow, right? Of like the... Yeah, it's like me, B, whole soul.
Yeah.
A, B rhyme scheme. There we go.
Yeah,
A, B,
cool.
That's good.
Gives the flow to the poem.
Is poem a neutral poem?
Yeah.
What's the lamp?
It means.
Oh, iambic.
Another four.
He's really like going with this like four.
Four.
I think it's because our anguish really affects our mind, body, and soul. But.
Could the four be considered a metaphor? Because then that would mean there's four metaphors.
Well, in each of the, like, what are these, like, parts called, like, each
stanza?
In each stanza, at the end, he says, like, something. So, he's talking about, like, the first one he says his soul is unconquerable. The second one he says his head is bloody but unbowed. The last one he says he shall find me, or when he finds me, he shall find me unafraid. And the last one, he says he's the master of fate, captain of his soul.
That's like,
he's like so
defeating the devil in his body to be free.
So in each one, he's talking like about struggle or strength he has to like persevere, to like make it through whatever's happening.
I like
this is Jake Mnuchin, and we're here back with Clash of Books. My guest today is Brett Ensign.
Hello.
And you're here to tell us about which book?
I read a book called Never Quit by Jimmy Settle.
What's this book about? Like, what's the genre of this book?
The book is about, it's an autobiography of his own life, how he went from, like, a track star in high school to wanting to be a part of the pararescue team in the Air Force.
Okay, cool. So how big is this book for like the people?
This book is like 287 pages long, so it's not too long, but yet it's not too short to where you're finishing the book in about a day.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about like his experiences.
Well, his experience was, as he, when while he was going through high school, he was thinking about going into the military, so he tried out for the Navy and went into the Navy and went through the boot camp a little bit, and he just decided this was too hard for him, so he went back into the real world, became a shoe store clerk for a little bit, worked in selling shoes, and then he realized after seeing the Pararescue Man, and he's just like, all right, that's what I want to do. So then it tells you all of his experiences through a special training course for the Pararescue Team, the regular basic training camp, and then back to the Air Force camp, where actually in one of the camps, I don't remember what it was called, but one of his friends that actually like encouraged him to go through died during one of the trainings. He died. He drowned in a swimming pool.
Do you have like, are you like fan? Like, do you want to join the military, or why did you choose this book?
I have family in the military actually, and just a couple of years ago, my cousin actually graduated as a Marine. So I've always just been interested in the military, and then so my friend, I saw him reading this book, and I was just like, okay, this is interesting. I've never actually read an autobiography before, so I thought, give it a shot.
All right, so you chose this because it was like relevant
yeah.
to you. Would you recommend it? Like, what kind of people would you say this is written for?
Honestly, this is a great book to just like kind of figure out a life. Like, if you do want to go into the military, this kind of gives you a little bit about like what do they have to go through, what do they have to endure for the military. And then it's also just a great read just for learning about someone's life that you may not know the struggles of people in the military, what they have to go through, what they deal with throughout their life. And it's just, it was very interesting to me.
Well said. Would you say this book's difficult, or how much trouble do you think people would have if they read this book?
Honestly, the only reason I think people would have trouble reading it would be through their, if they don't know the military that well, because they do talk about different ranks and the different like training routines that they do and different stuff that the military uses.
So like military terminology.
Exactly.
Okay. How much did you enjoy this book? Do you think it's a great book?
I really liked it, and I don't read that much, and I don't read a lot of books, and I don't like a lot of books, but this was probably one of the top few that I actually liked and enjoyed reading.
How was the atmosphere in the book? Was it comedic? Or?
There were at times where it could be like super serious, like he's got to get through his training, but then there's also times where it's comical, where he's trying to crack a few jokes here and there to keep his mind offset from the torturous training that he was going through.
Okay. One last question. If you could say one thing to the author of this book, what would it be?
I'd just be like, thank you for showing us an insight on his life and sharing his life with us, because it really goes from the really personal background stuff to just his overall view on his life and how he went through it.
And sorry, one more. What did you discover from this book? Did this book help you learn anything or come to any realization?
This book actually just encouraged me to like, if I have a dream, shoot for it, because this is, well, one of his dreams was to become a pararescue man, and through all of this hardship, because this training was just brutal on his body, he had to take breaks, he had to do this, and it was just, like, if you really enjoy doing something, shoot for it. Okay. Go for it.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show, and hope to have you back for the next book you read.
Perfect. Thank you.
This is Jake Mnuchin, and we're here back with Clash of Books. My guest today is Brett Ensign.
Hello.
And you're here to tell us about which book?
I read a book called Never Quit by Jimmy Settle.
What's this book about? Like, what's the genre of this book?
The book is about, it's an autobiography of his own life, how he went from like a track star in high school to wanting to be a part of the Pararescue Team in the Air Force.
Okay, cool. So how big is this book for like the people?
This book is like 287 pages long, so it's not too long, but yet it's not too short to where you're finishing the book in about a day.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about like his experiences.
Well, his experience was, as he, when while he was going through high school, he was thinking about going into the military, so he tried out for the Navy. And went into the Navy and went through the boot camp a little bit, and he just decided this was too hard for him, so he went back into the real world, became a shoe store clerk for a little bit, worked in selling shoes, and then he realized after seeing the Pararescue Man, and he's just like, all right, that's what I want to do. So then it tells you all of his experiences through a special training course for the Pararescue Team, the regular basic training camp, and then back to the Air Force camp, where actually in one of the camps, of, don't remember what it was called, but one of his friends that actually like encouraged him to go through died during one of the trainings. He died. He drowned in a swimming pool.
Do you have like, are you like family? Like, do you want to join the military, or why did you choose this book?
I have family in the military actually, and just a couple of years ago, my cousin actually graduated as a Marine. So I've always just been interested in the military, and then so my friend, I saw him reading this book, and I was just like, okay, this is interesting. I've never actually read an autobiography before, so I thought, give it a shot.
All right, so you chose this because it was, like, relevant
yeah.
to you. Would you recommend it? Like, what kind of people would you say this is written for?
Honestly, this is a great book to just, like, kind of figure out a life. Like, if you do want to go into the military, this kind of gives you a little bit about, like, what do they have to go through, what do they have to endure for the military. And then it's also just a great read just for learning about someone's life that you may not know the struggles of people in the military, what they have to go through, what they deal with throughout their life. And it's just, it was very interesting to me.
So. Well said. Would you say this book, would you say this book's difficult, or how much trouble do you think people would have if they read this book?
Honestly, the only reason I think people would have trouble reading it would be through their, if they don't know the military that well, because they do talk about different ranks and the different, like, training routines that they do and different stuff that the military uses.
So, like, military terminology.
Exactly.
Okay. How much did you enjoy this book? Do you think it's a great book, or...
I really liked it, and I don't read that much, and I don't read a lot of books, and I don't like a lot of books, but this was probably one of the top few that I actually liked and enjoyed reading.
How was the atmosphere in the book? Was it comedic, or?
There were at times where it could be like super serious, like he's got to get through his training, but then there's also times where it's comical, where he's trying to crack a few jokes here and there to keep his mind offset from the torturous training that he was going through.
Okay. One last question. If you could say one thing to the author of this book, what would it be?
I'd just be like, thank you for showing us an insight on his life and sharing his life with us, because it really goes from the really personal background stuff to just his overall view on his life and how he went through it.
And sorry, one more. What did you discover from this book? Did this book help you learn anything or come to any realization?
This book actually just encouraged me to, like, if I have a dream, shoot for it, because this is, well, one of his dreams was to become a pararescueman, and through all of this hardship, because this training was just brutal on his body, he had to take breaks, he had to do this, and it was just, like, if you really enjoy doing something, shoot for it. Okay. Go for it.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show, and hope to have you back for the next book you read.
Perfect. Thank you.
This is Jake Mnuchin, and we're here back with Clash of Books. My guest today is Brett Ensign.
Hello.
And you're here to tell us about which book?
I read a book called Never Quit by Jimmy Settle.
What's this book about? Like, what's the genre of this book?
The book is about, it's an autobiography of his own life, how he went from, like, a track star in high school to wanting to be a part of the pararescue team in the Air Force.
Okay, cool. So how big is this book for, like, the people?
This book is like 287 pages long, so it's not too long, but yet it's not too short to where you're finishing the book in about a day.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about, like, his experiences.
Well, his experience was, while he was going through high school, he was thinking about going into the military, so he tried out for the Navy, and went into the Navy, and went through the boot camp a little bit, and he just decided this was too hard for him, so he went back into the real world, became a shoe store clerk for a little bit, worked in selling shoes, and then he realized after seeing the pararescue man, and he's just like, alright, that's what I want to do. So then it tells you all of his experiences through a special training course for the pararescue team, the regular basic training camp, and then back to the Air Force camp, where actually in one of the camps, of, don't remember what it was called, but one of his friends that actually like encouraged him to go through died during one of the trainings. He drowned in a swimming pool.
Do you have like, are you like fan? Like, do you want to join the military, or why did you choose this book?
I have family in the military actually, and just a couple of years ago, my cousin actually graduated as a Marine. So I've always just been interested in the military. And then so my friend, I saw him reading this book, and I was just like, okay, this is interesting. I've never actually read an autobiography before. So I thought, give it a shot.
All right, so you chose this because it was, like, relevant
yeah.
to your life. Would you recommend it? Like, what kind of people would you say this is written for?
Honestly, this is a great book to just, like, kind of figure out a life. Like, if you do want to go into the military, this kind of gives you a little bit about, like, what do they have to go through, what do they have to endure for the military. And then it's also just a great read just for learning about someone's life that you may not know the struggles of. People in the military, what they have to go through, what they deal with throughout their life, and it was very interesting to me.
So. Well said. Would you say this book's difficult, or how much trouble do you think people would have if they read this book?
Honestly, the only reason I think people would have trouble reading it would be through their, if they don't know the military that well, because they do talk about different ranks and the different training routines that they do and different stuff that the military uses.
So like military terminology.
Exactly.
Okay. How much did you enjoy this book? Do you think it's a great book?
I really liked it, and I don't read that much, and I don't read a lot of books, and I don't like a lot of books, but this was probably one of the top few that I actually liked and enjoyed reading.
How was the atmosphere in the book? Was it comedic or?
There were at times where it could be like super serious, like he's got to get through his training, but then there's also times where it's comical, where he's trying to crack a few jokes here and there to keep his mind offset from the torturous training that he was going through.
Okay. One last question. If you could say one thing to the author of this book, what would it be?
I'd just be like, thank you for showing us an insight on his life and sharing his life with us, because it really goes from the really personal background stuff to just his overall view on his life and how he went through it.
And sorry, one more. What did you discover from this book? Did this book help you learn anything or come to any realization?
This book actually just encouraged me to, like, if I have a dream, shoot for it, because this is, well, one of his dreams was to become a pararescue man, and through all of this hardship, because this training was just brutal on his body, he had to take breaks, he had to do this, and it was just, like, if you really enjoy doing something, shoot for it. Okay. Go for it.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show, and hope to have you back for the next book you read.
Perfect. Thank you.
This is Jake Mnuchin, and we're here back with Clash of Books. My guest today is Brett Ensign.
Hello.
And you're here to tell us about which book?
I read a book called Never Quit by Jimmy Settle.
What's this book about? Like, what's the genre of this book?
The book is about, it's an autobiography of his own life, how he went from, like, a track star in high school to wanting to be a part of the pararescue team in the Air Force.
Okay, cool. So how big is this book for, like, the people?
This book is like, 287 pages long, so it's not too long, but yet it's not too short to where you're finishing the book in about a day.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about, like, his experiences.
Well, his experience was, while he was going through high school, he was thinking about going into the military, so he tried out for the Navy, and went into the Navy, and went through the boot camp a little bit, and he just decided this was too hard for him, so he went back into the real world, became a shoe store clerk for a little bit, worked in selling shoes, and then he realized after seeing the pararescue man, and he's just like, alright, that's what I want to do. So then it tells you all of his experiences through a special training course for the pararescue team, the regular basic training camp, and then back to the Air Force camp, where actually in one of the camps, I don't remember what it was called, but one of his friends that actually, like, encouraged him to go through died during one of the trainings. He drowned in a swimming pool.
Do you have, like, are you, like, fan? Like, do you want to join the military, or why did you choose this book?
I have family in the military, actually, and just a couple of years ago, my cousin actually graduated as a Marine. So I've always just been interested in the military. And then so my friend, I saw him reading this book, and I was just like, okay, this is interesting. I've never actually read an autobiography before. So I thought, give it a shot.
All right, so you chose this because it was, like, relevant
yeah.
to your life. Would you recommend it? Like, what kind of people would you say this is written for?
Honestly, this is a great book to just, like, kind of figure out a life. Like, if you do want to go into the military, this kind of gives you a little bit about, like, what do they have to go through, what do they have to endure for the military. And then it's also just a great read just for learning about someone's life that you may not know the struggles of people in the military, what they have to go through, what they deal with throughout their life, and it was very interesting to me.
So. Well said. Would you say this book's difficult, or how much trouble do you think people would have if they read this book?
Honestly, the only reason I think people would have trouble reading it would be if they don't know the military that well, because they do talk about different ranks and the different training routines that they do and different stuff that the military uses.
So like military terminology.
Exactly.
Okay. How much did you enjoy this book? Do you think it's a great book? Or?
I really liked it, and I don't read that much, and I don't read a lot of books, and I don't like a lot of books, but this was probably one of the top few that I actually liked and enjoyed reading.
How was the atmosphere in the book? Was it comedic or?
There were at times where it could be like super serious, like he's got to get through his training, but then there's also times where it's comical, where he's trying to crack a few jokes here and there to keep his mind offset from the torturous training that he was going through.
Okay. One last question. If you could say one thing to the author of this book, what would it be?
I'd just be like, thank you for showing us an insight on his life and sharing his life with us, because it really goes from the really personal background stuff to just his overall view on his life and how he went through it.
And sorry, one more. What did you discover from this book? Did this book help you learn anything or come to any realization?
This book actually just encouraged me to, like, if I have a dream, shoot for it, because this is, well, one of his dreams was to become a pararescue man, and through all of this hardship, because this training was just brutal on his body, he had to take breaks, he had to do this, and it was just, like, if you really enjoy doing something, shoot for it. Okay. Go for it.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show, and hope to have you back for the next book you read.
Perfect. Thank you.
This is Jake Mnuchin, and we're here back with Clash of Books. My guest today is Brett Ensign.
Hello.
And you're here to tell us about which book?
I read a book called Never Quit by Jimmy Settle.
What's this book about? Like, what's the genre of this book?
The book is about, it's an autobiography of his own life, how he went from like a track star in high school to wanting to be a part of the pararescue team in the Air Force.
Okay, cool. So how big is this book for like the people?
This book is like 287 pages long, so it's not too long, but yet it's not too short to where you're finishing the book in about a day.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about like his experiences.
Well, his experience was while he was going through high school, he was thinking about going into the military, so he tried out for the Navy and went into the Navy and went through the boot camp a little bit, and he just decided this was too hard for him, so he went back into the real world, became a shoe store clerk for a little bit, worked in selling shoes, and then he realized after seeing the pararescue man, and he's just like, all right, that's what I want to do. So then it tells you all of his experiences through a special training course for the pararescue team, the regular basic training camp, and then back to the Air Force camp, where actually in one of the camps, I don't remember what it was called, but one of his friends that actually like encouraged him to go through died during one of the trainings. He drowned in a swimming pool.
Do you have like, are you like fan, like do you want to join the military, or why did you choose this book?
I have family in the military actually, and just a couple of years ago, my cousin actually graduated as a Marine. So I've always just been interested in the military. And then so my friend, I saw him reading this book, and I was just like, okay, this is interesting. I've never actually read an autobiography before. So I thought, give it a shot.
All right, so you chose this because it was like relevant to you. Would you recommend it? Like, what kind of people would you say this is written for?
Honestly, this is a great book to just like kind of figure out a life. Like, if you do want to go into the military, this kind of gives you a little bit about like what do they have to go through, what do they have to endure for the military. And then it's also just a great read just for learning about someone's life that you may not know the struggles of people in the military, what they have to go through, what they deal with throughout their life. And it was very interesting to me.
So. Well said. Would you say this book's difficult, or how much trouble do you think people would have if they read this book?
Honestly, the only reason I think people would have trouble reading it would be if they don't know the military that well, because they do talk about different ranks and the different like training routines that they do and different stuff that the military uses.
So like military terminology.
Exactly.
Okay. How much did you enjoy this book? Do you think it's a great book?
I really liked it, and I don't read that much, and I don't read a lot of books, and I don't like a lot of books, but this was probably one of the top few that I actually liked and enjoyed reading.
How was the atmosphere in the book? Was it comedic or?
There were at times where it could be like super serious, like he's got to get through his training, but then there's also times where it's comical, where he's trying to crack a few jokes here and there to keep his mind offset from the torturous training that he was going through.
Okay. One last question. If you could say one thing to the author of this book, what would it be?
I'd just be like, thank you for showing us an insight on his life and sharing his life with us, because it really goes from the really personal background stuff to just his overall view on his life and how he went through it.
And sorry, one more. What did you discover from this book? Did this book help you learn anything or come to any realization?
This book actually just encouraged me to, like, if I have a dream, shoot for it, because this is, well, one of his dreams was to become a pararescue man, and through all of this hardship, because this training was just brutal on his body, he had to take breaks, he had to do this, and it was just like, if you really enjoy doing something, shoot for it. Okay. Go for it.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show, and hope to have you back for the next book you read.
Perfect. Thank you.
This is Jake Mnuchin, and we're here back with Clash of Books. My guest today is Brett Ensign.
Hello.
And you're here to tell us about which book?
I read a book called Never Quit by Jimmy Settle.
What's this book about? Like, what's the genre of this book?
The book is about, it's an autobiography of his own life, how he went from like a track star in high school to wanting to be a part of the pararescue team in the Air Force.
Okay, cool. So how big is this book for, like, the people?
This book is like 287 pages long, so it's not too long, but yet it's not too short to where you're finishing the book in about a day.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about, like, his experiences.
Well, his experience was, while he was going through high school, he was thinking about going into the military, so he tried out for the Navy. I went into the Navy and went through the boot camp a little bit, and he just decided this was too hard for him, so he went back into the real world, became a shoe store clerk for a little bit, worked in selling shoes, and then he realized after seeing the pararescue man, and he's just like, all right, that's what I want to do. So then it tells you all of his experiences through a special training course for the pararescue team, the regular basic training camp, and then back to the Air Force camp, where actually in one of the camps, I don't remember what it was called, but one of his friends that actually like encouraged him to go through died during one of the trainings. He drowned in a swimming pool.
Do you have like, are you like fan, like do you want to join the military, or why did you choose this book?
I have family in the military actually, and just a couple of years ago my cousin actually graduated as a Marine. So I've always just been interested in the military, and then so my friend, I saw him reading this book, and I was just like, okay, this is interesting. I've never actually read an autobiography before, so I thought, give it a shot.
All right, so you chose this because it was like relevant to your life. Would you recommend it? Like, what kind of people would you say this is written for?
Honestly, this is a great book to just like kind of figure out a life. Like, if you do want to go into the military, this kind of gives you a little bit about like what do they have to go through, what do they have to endure for the military, and then it's also just a great read just for learning about someone's life that you may not know the struggles of people in the military, what they have to go through, what they deal with throughout their life, and it was very interesting to me.
So. Well said. Would you say this book's difficult, or how much trouble do you think people would have if they read this book?
Honestly, the only reason I think people would have trouble reading it would be through their, if they don't know the military that well, because they do talk about different ranks and the different like training routines that they do and different stuff that the military uses.
So like military terminology.
Exactly.
Okay. How much did you enjoy this book? Do you think it's a great book or?
I really liked it, and I don't read that much, and I don't read a lot of books, and I don't like a lot of books, but this was probably one of the top few that I actually liked and enjoyed reading.
How was the atmosphere in the book? Was it like comedic or?
There were at times where it could be like super serious, like he's got to get through his training. But then there's also times where it's comical, where he's trying to crack a few jokes here and there to keep him, his mind offset from the torturous training that he was going through.
Okay. One last question. If you could say one thing to the author of this book, what would it be?
I'd just be like, thank you for showing us an insight on his life and sharing his life with us, because it really goes from the really personal background stuff to just his overall view on his life and how he went through it.
And sorry, one more. What did you discover from this book? Did this book help you learn anything or come to any realization?
This book actually just encouraged me to, like, if I have a dream, shoot for it, because this is, well, one of his dreams was to become a pararescue man, and through all of this hardship, because this training was just brutal on his body, he had to take breaks, he had to do this, and it was just, like, if you really enjoy doing something, shoot for it. Okay. Go for it.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show, and hope to have you back for the next book you read.
Perfect. Thank you.
This is Jake Mnuchin, and we're here back with Clash of Books. My guest today is Brett Ensign.
Hello.
And you're here to tell us about which book?
I read a book called Never Quit by Jimmy Settle.
What's this book about? Like, what's the genre of this book?
The book is about, it's an autobiography of his own life, how he went from, like, a track star in high school to wanting to be a part of the pararescue team in the Air Force.
Okay, cool. So how big is this book for, like, the people?
This book is like 287 pages long, so it's not too long, but yet it's not too short to where you're finishing the book in about a day.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about, like, his experiences.
Well, his experience was, while he was going through high school, he was thinking about going into the military, so he tried out for the Navy. And went into the Navy and went through the boot camp a little bit, and he just decided this was too hard for him, so he went back into the real world, became a shoe store clerk for a little bit, worked in selling shoes, and then he realized after seeing the pararescue man, and he's just like, all right, that's what I want to do. So then it tells you all of his experiences through a special training course for the pararescue team, the regular basic training camp, and then back to the Air Force camp, where actually in one of the camps, I don't remember what it was called, but one of his friends that actually, like, encouraged him to go through died during one of the trainings. He drowned in a swimming pool.
Do you have, like, are you, like, fan? Like, do you want to join the military, or why did you choose this book?
I have family in the military, actually, and just a couple of years ago, my cousin actually graduated as a Marine. So I've always just been interested in the military. And then so my friend, I saw him reading this book, and I was just like, okay, this is interesting. I've never actually read an autobiography before. So I thought, give it a shot.
All right, so you chose this because it was, like, relevant
to
you. Would you recommend it? Like, what kind of people would you say this is written for?
Honestly, this is a great book to just, like, kind of figure out a life. Like, if you do want to go into the military, this kind of gives you a little bit about, like, what do they have to go through, what do they have to endure for the military. And then it's also just a great read just for learning about someone's life that you may not know the struggles of people in the military, what they have to go through, what they deal with throughout their life. And it was very interesting to me.
So. Well said. Would you say this book's difficult, or how much trouble do you think people would have if they read this book?
Honestly, the only reason I think people would have trouble reading it would be through their, if they don't know the military that well, because they do talk about different ranks and the different, like, training routines that they do and different stuff that the military uses.
So, like, military terminology.
Exactly.
Okay. How much did you enjoy this book? Do you think it's a great book, or?
I really liked it, and I don't read that much, and I don't read a lot of books, and I don't like a lot of books, but this was probably one of the top few that I actually liked and enjoyed reading.
How was the atmosphere in the book? Was it, like, comedic? Or?
There were at times where it could be, like, super serious, like he's got to get through his training. But then there's also times where it's comical, where he's trying to crack a few jokes here and there to keep him, his mind offset from the torturous training that he was going through.
Okay. One last question. If you could say one thing to the author of this book, what would it be?
I'd just be like, thank you for showing us an insight on his life and sharing his life with us, because it really goes from the really personal background stuff to just his overall view on his life and how he went through it.
And sorry, one more. What did you discover from this book? Did this book help you learn anything or come to any realization?
This book actually just encouraged me to, like, if I have a dream, shoot for it, because this is one of his dreams was to become a pararescueman. And through all of this hardship, because this training was just brutal on his body, he had to take breaks, he had to do this, and it was just like, if you really enjoy doing something, shoot for it. Okay. Go for it.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show, and hope to have you back for the next book you read.
Perfect. Thank you. My name is Brett Ensign, and I'm here with Clash of Books, and I'm here with my friend Jake.
Hi, I'm Jake, and the book I'm going to be talking about today is Lord of Chaos from the Wheel of Time series.
Interesting. That was very cool to me. So what kind of genre is it? How big is it? Just give us kind of the basis of this book.
It's like a fictional novel. It takes place in its own world. These books are pretty large. It's about 1,200 pages.
Now, are we talking to, like, is this like a regular sized book? Like, I can, like, it's kind of the average size, like, or is it like a little pocket book that I have?
It's kind of like a pocket book, but it's a big pocket book.
So many pages that it's just kind of, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's kind of just the basic of it.
Okay, so did you just, like, decide to go into a library, pick it up, or did you have, like, someone recommend it, see an ad?
When I originally was going to read the Game of Thrones Song of Ice and Fire series from George R.R. Martin. But Miss McGinnis and Mr. Radzak recommended that I read this series called The Wheel of Time by Robert Jordan.
So something a little bit different than just like what everyone else would kind of go to and go through.
It's kind of like the inspiration for it came out before Game of Thrones, so you can kind of see, like,
they got Game of Thrones got their ideas from. And is it from, like, is it told by a character in the book, or is it told by, like...
It takes over the viewpoints of multiple characters. Okay. So pretty much there's four characters that grow up in a small village called Edmondsfield. And it kind of jumps back and forth between the viewpoint of these four and people they meet on their journey.
Okay, so it's just a different kind of points of view on people in their journeys?
Yeah.
I kind of like that, actually. That kind of gives you, like, it keeps you intrigued in the book instead of just reading from one person the whole time.
It's not boring. It keeps you going. It's something different to every other.
But do you have any, like, quotes from this book that kind of, like, struck you?
It's like the main, it's kind of like the main idea. Or it's repeated in every book at the very beginning, because this is kind of the whole idea of the book, is the Wheel of Time turns and ages come and pass, leaving memories that become legend. Legend fades to myth, and even myth is long forgotten when the age that gave it birth comes again. In one age, called the Third Age, by some an age yet to come, an age long past. The wind rose in the mountains of mist, and the wind was not beginning. There are neither beginnings nor endings to the turning of the Wheel of Time, but it was a beginning.
So that quote kind of gives you, like, the backstory to, like, the atmosphere of this book?
It gives you kind of, like, the mentality of people. Because what people say a lot of time is, like, the whole saying is the wheel turns as the wheel wills. Saying that, like, it's going to do what it does. Like, there's nothing.
No one can control it, change it, or anything. It's like just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah, it's like destiny. The wheel wills as the wheel wills. So now, it's kind of. Sorry, go ahead.
Is the tone of the book, is it like kind of like a serious tone throughout the whole thing, or does it kind of change with different characters' perspectives, like you said?
It started off really lighthearted, because when you start it off, it's just happy, like, kids are happy, and it's just like you develop with the characters. You see the characters develop into what they become.
So is it kind of like over through time, like they start out as kids and then they're like adults in the future?
Well, this is a 14 book series.
Okay. So it's kind of hefty in their journey.
The main plot of the story is there's this thing called the Dragon Reborn, who is someone who's going to, it's kind of like reincarnation. Someone who died will come back, and he will be the one who saves the world from the evil, which is called the Dark One.
So kind of like in our perspective, this Dragon Reborn guy is exactly like our Lord, like the second coming of our
kind
Lord.
Of, yeah.
Kind of, sort of. But in their world, it's like that's their savior.
And the thing is, the whole prophecy is that he will save the world and then he'll break it. So people try and find a way. People have been spending all their time trying to find a way
to keep it from
to keep
breaking.
Him controlled enough to where they can use him to save the world,
but not
but then
break it.
Stop it. Because the whole idea is that there's this thing called the one power, or the one true power, or the source, and it's kind of confusing. It's like it gives them. It's kind of like magic, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you ever watch like, or if you ever play like video games like shooting fire, like,
of course,
able
yeah,
to, like,
no, just like that medieval like magic. That.
Yeah, and the Dragon Reborn has like the power to like an even greater degree where he's able to actually split. Like he's it's kind of like Armageddon. He's just able
to split mountains
exactly.
And just kill things.
It's
on
just
command.
Like an extremely powerful being. So everyone's trying to figure out like how can we either kill or stop him, but use him long enough that he can save
us. So let him like so this whole premise of this series, because it's not even just this book's probably like what one section of their lives that they have
yeah.
to go through.
You go on the journey from the main character's name Randolph, and you go through the story of him just being a farmer in Edmondsfield with his father, to him discovering he's the Dragon Reborn, and him learning how to try and fight off the madness. Because
oh, so the main character is actually this Dragon Reborn.
We find out the main character is the dragon.
And everyone else is trying to stop him.
His friends are supporting him. Everyone's...
So it's the people who are close around him are trying to, like, support him and everything.
Yeah.
And then there's other people.
He goes on a conquest, and he's taking over cities so that he can bring people together to support him in the final battle.
In the final battle with evil.
Yeah. And the whole idea is that it's called Seidan and Seidar, and pretty much it's the male and female half of the powers, since they both have different
areas they rule.
And when the first time the world was broken, which is when the original, his
first
original,
Dragon Reborn,
yeah, the original's name is Luz Theron, and he sacrificed himself. Like his power, it like engulfed the world essentially, and ended up
breaking it,
which allowed the Dark One, while he was weakened, it weakened the male half, so the Dark One was able to kind of influence the male half. So any man that has the power in him slowly goes like insane.
And that's where everyone's afraid of him breaking the world again.
Exactly, because his mental state deteriorates, and you can see it in the book. You can see him start doubting people who are close to him, that kind of stuff.
So it just kind of turns into like he's just this great guy.
Who then
eventually turns into someone who's like untrustworthy, like he just stops trusting people. And then he turns into this evil figure.
He's in like a constant struggle to just hang on until he can do what he needs to do.
And then after that's that.
Yeah.
Would you recommend this book series to people? Because like after hearing you talk about it a little bit, I'm actually interested in trying to start reading this book.
I've never really been a person that reads books. I've never really liked reading. But this series is actually incredible. It's probably the best like books I've ever read. I'd recommend them to anyone that likes science fiction, maybe fiction, medieval stuff.
Yeah, because this is something I've always been a personal fan of, like medieval stuff.
Yeah.
So like after hearing you talk about this is like seems like a series that I would probably get into myself.
And like all these books are huge too. They're like 1,700 pages. Like they're not small books, but they're good. Like while you're reading it, you're not bored just waiting for like the next part to happen, because there's always something happening that's like
constant action.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. If do you have one thing you could say to the author in this series?
Well, the author Robert Jordan actually is dead. The series was finished off by a man named Brandon Sanders.
Oh, so it's from two different authors. How old is the series, like from the beginning?
The series.
Do you know?
I don't know. But I know that it came out before Game of Thrones is all.
Okay, so it's pretty
old. It started
old.
In like probably 1990s maybe.
Okay, so a pretty old series.
But it's held up way better than.
Now are they still making books or is it like
It's been finished. Brandon Sanders finished it off. He made the last book. He named The Memorial to the Light, and he kind of gives his eulogy maybe to like Robert Jordan. Like he just gives like his thank you and appreciation and like credit. But yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. Thank you very much for sharing your book.
Glad to be here. This is Jake Manoogian, and we're here back with Clash of Books. My guest today is Brett Ensign.
Hello.
And you're here to tell us about which book?
I read a book called Never Quit by Jimmy Settle.
What's this book about? Like, what's the genre of this book?
The book is about, it's an autobiography of his own life, how he went from, like, a track star in high school to wanting to be a part of the pararescue team in the Air Force.
Okay, cool. So how many, like, how big is this book for, like, the people?
This book is like, 287 pages long, so it's not too long, but yet it's not too short to where you're finishing the book in about a day.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about, like, his experiences.
Well, his experience was, while he was going through high school, he was thinking about going into the military, so he tried out for the Navy, and went into the Navy, and went through the boot camp a little bit, and he just decided this was too hard for him, so he went back into the real world, became a shoe store clerk for a little bit, worked in selling shoes, and then he realized after seeing the pararescue man, and he's just like, all right, that's what I want to do. So then it tells you all of his experiences through a special training course for the pararescue team, the regular basic training camp, and then back to the Air Force camp, where actually in one of the camps, I don't remember what it was called, but one of his friends that actually like encouraged him to go through died during one of the trainings. He drowned in a swimming pool.
Do you have like, are you like fan, like do you want to join the military, or why did you choose this book?
I have family in the military actually, and just a couple of years ago, my cousin actually graduated as a Marine. So I've always just been interested in the military. And then so my friend, I saw him reading this book and I was just like, okay, this is interesting. I've never actually read an autobiography before. So I thought, give it a shot.
All right, so you chose this because it was like relevant
to
your life. Would you recommend it? Like what kind of people would you say this is written for?
Honestly, this is a great book to just like kind of figure out a life. Like if you do want to go into the military, this kind of gives you a little bit about like what do they have to go through, what do they have to endure for the military. And then it's also just a great read just for learning about someone's life that you may not know, the struggles of people in the military, what they have to go through, what they deal with throughout their life. And it was very interesting to me.
So. Well said. Would you say this book's difficult, or how much trouble do you think people would have if they read this book?
Honestly, the only reason I think people would have trouble reading it would be if they don't know the military that well, because they do talk about different ranks and the different training routines that they do and different stuff that the military uses.
So like military terminology.
Exactly.
Okay. How much did you enjoy this book? Do you think it's a great book? Or?
I really liked it, and I don't read that much, and I don't read a lot of books, and I don't like a lot of books, but this was probably one of the top few that I actually liked and enjoyed reading.
How was the atmosphere in the book? Was it comedic or?
There were at times where it could be like super serious, like he's got to get through his training, but then there's also times where it's comical, where he's trying to crack a few jokes here and there to keep his mind offset from the torturous training that he was going through.
Okay. One last question. If you could say one thing to the author of this book, what would it be?
I'd just be like, thank you for showing us an insight on his life and sharing his life with us, because it really goes from the really personal background stuff to just his overall view on his life and how he went through it.
And sorry, one more. What did you discover from this book? Did this book help you learn anything or come to any realization?
This book actually just encouraged me to like, if I have a dream, shoot for it, because this is, well, one of his dreams was to become a pararescue man, and through all of this hardship, because this training was just brutal on his body, he had to take breaks, he had to do this, and it was just, like, if you really enjoy doing something, shoot for it. Okay. Go for it.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show, and hope to have you back for the next book you read.
Perfect. Thank you.